notes. Our banknotes have got the images of famous people on them, of course, but according to Richard Fay, director of The Right Note, one of Australia's leading experts in this area, well, I'm not sure whether Richard believes we are. Yeah, he says we're badly in need of a change.
I love our money. I love money, but no, I love our money. I think the colour is really good. You know, for example, when you go to the United States, it's just all one colour. They're all the same size.
Boring.
And you can so easily mistake $100 for a $10, and you've really got to look at it. Whereas ours, the colours do it for you.
Except they stick together, but that's because they're the new notes for security reasons.
Well,
but
I think our money's cool.
Well, do you like the people? I mean, the first one we should get rid of is perhaps the Queen on the $5 note, because I know she's the Queen of Australia, but we're moving away from that, aren't we? So who would you replace the Queen with, do you think? Nicole Kidman, perhaps? Well, let's talk to Richard Fay.
She doesn't live here anymore. I'd like to think that we would...
Well, the Queen doesn't live here either.
Well, that's a fair point, but, you know, I don't know.
Richard Fay joins us. Hello, Richard.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
You're one of our leading specialists when it comes to banknotes. What's your view on the faces we've got on our notes at this stage?
Probably the best way I'd sum it up, if I start in order of denomination, that with the $5 polymer, the picture of the Queen denotes her as a 40-year-old woman. Of course, she's 83 this birthday coming up.
Well, I'd be using that photo too if I was 83.
which basically ages that banknote terribly. She's 43 years older.
Yeah, but hang on a second. Banjo Patterson, I mean, he's dead, so you can't update him.
No, but what we can do, however, is associate Banjo Patterson with, on the left-hand side of the $10 polymer, there is a horse.
Yes.
And the horse denotes the man from Snowy River, so it's about a poem. So there is a story there to be told in relation to the $10. The $5, there is nothing. There is a queen and there is a nut leaf branch. And that was basically the second banknote designed. In the 27 years of polymer banknotes being produced, there have only been two changes. There was one in 1988, which you might recall, which was the $10, which had an Aboriginal on the obverse or the front side of the note, and Captain Cook's Endeavour and convicts on the reverse side.
I've forgotten who was on the $1 and $2 notes when we had them. Do you remember that?
The $1 and the $2s were the Coombs Wilson, and our Queen Elizabeth II was on the first, and on the $2 was James Farrar.
Mm.
Now, so that was the first 10, and it was also the first polymer banknote ever produced in history with the cooperation of the CSIRO. And most major international countries now use polymer banknotes, mainly which are produced in Australia.
Is that right? Mm.
Yes, it is. That's quite true. And the second change was in 2001 to the $5, and it was called a centennial banknote, and it had Sir Henry Parkes on the front, and it had a lady called, everybody will ask, Catherine Spence on the back. Now, that was only produced for a year. I noticed in the article I was asked to write about, the Reserve Bank say it is too much to change banknotes. What I'm advocating is this, that between 1910 and 1950, on the back of all Australian paper banknotes were landscapes, not people. So what I'm saying is that maybe it's time not to change necessarily the entire design of the banknote, but to change the reverse. In other words, that on a 100 you might have Uluru, on a 50 you might have Kakadu National Park, on a 20 you might have the Opera House, on a 10 you might have the Harbour Bridge and so forth and so on, etc., etc. Nobody recognises, with the exception of Queen Elizabeth II, and one Dame Nellie Melba, anybody on any of these banknotes. That's not to say that's a bad thing. The banknotes, the quality of them themselves, lasts up to four times longer than paper. But having said that, there are some designs in there that are in badly need of updating, because internationally and nationally they're just not recognised anymore.
Do you know, listening to that explanation, I really do think you're on the money there, Richard. I actually like what
on
you're
the money. I like
coming.
That.
You know, you think about postage stamps and how often they change the designs and, you know, pictures on the stamps, and I think they will become more of a collector's item if we were to move with the times and obviously make these changes. If we're printing money as often as it sounds like we are, and I'm really intrigued to hear that in Australia we're printing money for other countries. That is an industry we didn't know about.
Producer of polymer banknotes in the world.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Yes, we produce them for most major, all through the South Pacific, it's all polymer. Europe now is changing to Australian polymer banknotes. We created the technology to create the banknote.
That is very interesting. So, you know, at the mint they're saying, oh, today we'll print Fijian money, tomorrow we'll print European
That's
money.
Exactly what they do. The Reserve Bank do exactly that. They
That's
have
amazing.
A schedule and they work to it, and they'll print Fiji one day, then they'll print Samoa the next, and so on and so on. But for the Reserve Bank to say that, without quoting, that we couldn't do it because of the enormous cost, they've done it twice in 27 years, and each banknote only lasted one singular year. Now, can you imagine the cost of producing a banknote for 1 year? It far outweighs any cost that you might make to put Uluru on the back of 100, for example.
Mm. Well, we need to find out who we need to sack from the banknotes and what they're going to be replaced with. Richard, thanks for joining us. That's most enlightening.
Really good talking to you, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye.